Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
But Nicole, I don't even know what I would sell. I know, bitch. I know. I get this one all the motherfucking time, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, I've been seeing you do all these things on Facebook and I've been seeing your Instagram and it's just crazy. How are you making all this money? Blah, blah, blah. And I like break it down for you. And I'm like, hey, like I'm teaching an online course. Like I'm showing people how to get clients. I'm taking all these skills that I had in Bartenderland and I'm moving them into the online field and I'm fucking crushing it and it's amazing and you could fucking do it too. And they're like, but I don't even know what I would sell. Right. That's what everybody fucking says, okay? And here's why, right? Here's why. Because you don't know your worth. You don't know your value. That's really what this comes down to. You don't know what makes you special. And that's the whole point, okay, is to figure out what makes you special. And not just because you're going to make money. I mean, you're going to make some fucking money and that's pretty fucking dope, right? But also because that's how you serve the rest of the world. That's what your fucking purpose is. That is the fucking point, is to figure out what makes you fucking special and then help other people to be better at it. That's it. So the problem is that you don't know why you're special. And you want to know why you don't know why you're special? Because it feels normal. It feels normal to you. The things that are special about you, that one thing that you're better at than fucking everybody else out there, feels like a fucking cakewalk to you. So it doesn't feel special. Getting clients doesn't feel special to me. Like not even a little bit, okay? It feels normal. I do it every day, right? Like it's like brushing my teeth. Like it's easy. I do it every day. It's very simple. People buy my things, the end, right? That's not how other people fucking feel, okay? Other people struggle with this. Other people think that this is hard. They say, how do you do it, Nicole? How do you get clients? How do you sell? How do you do it? How? And I'm like, I don't know. You just fucking wake up and breathe, bitch. But that's not really the truth, right? There's a system to it. There's a magic. There's a method to the madness that helps me to break it down so that I can teach other people what I do, how I do it, and why I motherfucking do it. And when I start getting into that zone, right, I'm in my zone of fucking genius. And in my zone of genius, shit doesn't feel hard. It's not work. So I don't have to work hard to be successful. Like I'm successful because I'm doing what I'm best at. And when you're doing what you're best at, it's not difficult. It's ease, right? It's the path of least resistance and it feels good. I love to do what I do because it is easy for me. So really, this is how we start figuring it out. Let me put this one in your head, okay? What's easy for you? What comes natural to you? What was like that thing when you were a kid where you're like looking around the room in school and like everyone else is like pulling their hair out trying to figure out what the fuck they're supposed to be doing right now and you're already done? What was the fastest test you ever finished? What was the thing where you're like, yep, done, boom, easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy? Don't you fucking hate people that say that shit? I fucking do. I hate it when people say that shit. Okay, so what was the thing that was easy for you? What's the thing that's easy for you now, right? Get into that. So it's not really that client attraction is easy for me. That is a symptom, right? That is a symptom because you know what is easy for me? Telling the truth, okay? This is something that's really challenging for a lot of people. That feeling of like, oh God, like what if I tell them the truth and then everybody fucking leaves me? I'll let you in on a little secret. Everyone already did leave me. So like my worst fear has already fucking actualized. So I'm not scared of telling the truth anymore. I'm not scared of telling you exactly what I fucking think, exactly what I fucking feel. I don't fucking care. Because you know what? If you leave me, you'll just be in a pile of other people who have left me before. And you know what? It didn't fucking kill me last time and it won't kill me this time and I will survive it. And that's like cold hard fact land, right? Is that telling the truth is my fucking superpower. And that may seem a little bit like, you know, a PBS kids special. Telling the truth is my superpower. It sounds really fucking cheesy, right? But it is the truth. Is the fact that the reason why I'm good at online marketing is because I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't fucking fill it up with fluff. And I don't give a fuck if you don't agree with me. I don't care. right? The opinions of fucking people on the internet mean nothing to me. I really genuinely don't give a shit. And that isn't because I don't care about other people, but it's because I know that when I'm in alignment and I'm speaking my motherfucking truth, that it's real. And I don't need anybody else's approval or fucking permission to do it. So when I go to do a post, I'm not looking around the room wondering if people are going to like it or not. When I go to get on a live, I'm not sitting there rubbing my hands together saying, shit, what if I say the wrong fucking thing? When I go to do a pitch, I don't feel like if these people don't buy, that means anything about me. Right? So being in my true self is attracting my true believer unapologetically. And have I gotten better at this skill set? Yes, abso-fucking-lutely, right? A little bit more each day. In fact, it is a commitment. It is believing in myself more and more through everything that I do, through every execution path, as I learn new skill sets, as I struggle through fucking setting up emails, as I bang my head against the wall, downloading new software, whatever the fuck the challenge is, I shift it into an opportunity, I fucking do it, and I build a little bit more self-assurance every fucking time. And so it's ongoing because, yes, telling the truth is easy for me. Lying is hard. Lying is hard, and covering up my facial expressions, that's also very challenging. My support coach struggles with the exact same thing. You ever want to know what's really going on in a fucking coaching call? Watch Liz's face. Her face tells all. She can't fucking hide a goddamn thing. Lying is not my strength. Telling the truth is. And so leaning into that, I've used my ability to tell the truth to make money, right? Because my voice is heard. I feel seen and heard when I'm being my true self and other people hear me. They resonate with it. So when I get out there and do a post, when I put something out content-wise, like the right people, the people who believe what I believe, you guys hear me. Right? You hear me in a different place, like in your unicorn bone, the knowing bone, you hear me and it vibrates at a different frequency. And so you can't help but reach out. You can't help but say, I want what you fucking have, because that is my superpower. And it is, in fact, what you desire. You want to be your true self unapologetically. You're tired of trying to fit into the mold, be in the box, round peg, square hole, all of that. You're tired of that feeling of not belonging. And you see that I used to feel that way, and I don't feel like that anymore. So you feel my transformation, and you feel the truth of my transformation. And so that's really what draws you in. Do you want money? Of course you do. Everyone does, right? Everybody wants more money. That's pretty universal. And if you're an entrepreneur, that comes in the form of getting more clients. So do you see how that layers all up? I know it's a little bit complicated, but it is the thing of like my superpower is being my true self. Other people want to feel that way because other people want to express themselves wholly. And it's not be judged. I'm still fucking judged. It's just that the judgment doesn't have an impact on me. The judgment doesn't affect me. The judgment doesn't stop me from living my life. The judgment, I mean, if anything, it draws more in, right? It feeds the motherfucking fire with defiance. And less so these days than it used to. But if I think back to being a little kid, you know, I got sent to the principal's office in kindergarten for calling a kid a slowpoke. The truth is the kid was a fucking slowpoke. Like, we were doing a group project and he was not keeping up with everybody else. And I'm sure there were lots of reasons for that. But my fucking 5-year-old self was like, you know what, bud, you're fucking slowing down the team here. Like, we're going to lose the fucking thing and it's your fault. That wasn't socially acceptable. Apparently that wasn't nice. And, you know, I had to apologize and do all the motherfucking things, but that was the truth. He was a slowpoke. Right. And so in telling the truth, yes, I do get in trouble frequently, but also it didn't stop me from telling the truth. Most people, when they get corrected and they say, you must act like this to fit in, they do. They assimilate. You go along to get along. I don't do that shit. Right. And I mean, it's cost me a lot of friendships. It's cost me a lot of, like, you know, I'm not fucking the coolest kid on the cheer team and I can't sit at the fucking pink table. Right. But it's not worth it to me. You know, assimilating and doing what everybody else says isn't worth it to me. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be alone than dumb myself down. I'd rather be alone than have to try to fit in. And, you know, in family and friend land, that's wildly unpopular for most of us, right? Is that we want to be accepted by our parents. We want to be accepted by our peers, our spouse, the motherfucking neighbor, the lady that runs the HOA. We want everyone to like us. People don't like me. And I don't care because I like me. And that's a result that I have now. But I also had it when I was a little kid. You know, I did the things that I wanted to do. I wasn't like all the other girls at gymnastics. I didn't just blindly follow the coach. Like, I bucked them constantly. I asked for explanations for why we had to do what we had to do. I wouldn't just blindly go along to get along. Even though, you know, everybody else was doing it. Like, I was not the kid that was going to jump off the bridge with everybody else. Like, that's just, I'm not a follower, right? And like, that piece of like true self got stifled as I got older. Like, I started to get into that thing of like understanding how the world worked, and that if I wanted to get what I wanted to get, then I was going to have to bend. Because that's really what I thought. That's what I saw people around me doing, was like, okay, well, I mean, if you want to get to the top, this is what you got to do. You know, if you want to get an A in the class, then you got to stop asking so many fucking challenging ass questions and just fucking do what the teacher wants you to do. You know, if you want to get the job, then you got to dress a certain way. If you want customers to tip you, then you got to act a certain way, and like all of that stuff. Right. And so like, I learned how to shape myself into what other people wanted me to be, thinking that that was what was going to get me where I wanted to go. And I was just dead wrong, right? I was trying to be what other people wanted me to be. I was trying to do that in my marriage. I was trying to do that in friendships. You know, I was trying to do that for my parents. Like, and the second I stopped doing that shit, my whole fucking world changed. My whole life changed, because I stepped into my zone of genius. I stepped into my true passion, and that was being myself. Unapologetically, no matter what other people have to fucking say about it. And other people turned their heads and said, fuck, how the fuck did you do that? And I said, let me show you, right? And that of this entire success pattern of getting to 7 fucking figures in 13 months was just being me. And that was my superpower. But even though that doesn't feel like a superpower, it just feels like, yeah, everyone should be their true selves. The fact of the matter is, most people are not, right? Most people are not. They can't be their true selves and improve, right? You find those people that are their true selves and they're just fucking assholes. You have those people. And you have the pretenders who are just trying to be what you want them to be. And they're trying to get into your head to figure out who you are and what your desires are so that they can just align with them to get what they want. Manipulation strategies, right? And they do, in fact, fucking work. But my brand of self-awareness is different than what else I see on the market, right? I see the difference in this. And that's really impactful. It makes a splash in the fucking marketplace, because it's just not the same as everybody else's. And that's what makes it special. So as you're looking around your life, what makes you special? What makes you different? What was the thing that was getting you kicked out of the motherfucking herd, right? That maybe you've spent the last 10 or 15 years trying to stop doing, trying to change about yourself, trying to fit in, trying to make that fucking round peg square hole situation work. Where are you boxing yourself in your life? And what would happen if you didn't do it? That's the big fear place that stops everyone from taking action, is to say, you know, I want to get on lives and say butthole and cunt and tell people that their shit is bullshit. I want to tell the truth. Like, I want to do that. But I'm scared, because I don't want to get kicked out of the fold. I'm scared of what people are going to think. I'm scared of what my parents will say. I'm scared that it won't work. I'm scared that, you know, people are not going to like me, and then I'm going to have to start all over. Whatever the fucking story, that big what if right there, whatever yours is, that's the real work. Okay. Find that what if and break it down. What is that really about? Where does that motherfucking come from? How can you shift it? If you're in the program, 7-layer transformation, go, right? Shift that piece of resistance around why you're trying to get into that box. Why are you trying to contort your shoulders and twist yourself into a shape that is not yours? Don't worry about the box. The box isn't the problem. you're scared of what's outside the box, the unknown, that fear. Address that, because then naturally you'll just open the lid to that box and crawl right out of it if you weren't scared about what was on the other side, right? If you're locked in that box all twisted up and fucking contorted and trying to fucking make it work, think about what's outside of that box. What are you scared of? Is there a snake out there, right? Is there a saber-toothed motherfucking tiger? Is your mom out there? Is your friend from high school out there? Who's outside of the box? Who's out there keeping you in it, making it so that you're too scared to take action and change? That's the real work. When you start doing that work, well, for one, you can't unknow it, right? You can't motherfucking unknow it. Once you know what you're scared of, then it's just your responsibility, right? It's your fucking duty to overcome that and to make that shift and to figure out what it's really about and soothe that distressing emotion so you can get out of the fucking box. That's how you figure out what you're meant to sell, what your purpose is, what your drive is, what result you tangibly motherfucking have that you've just been keeping on ice because you didn't know it was valuable, right? That's really what to look at. There's a whole strategy that lays on top of this, and I talk about it in my ebook, the strategy of how you monetize that skill set, right? Of how you take that and make money with it. I have an ebook for that, right? But this is the piece that comes before it. This is that piece that breaks down the mindset angle so that you understand why you're doing what you're doing. That's where people fuck up with entrepreneurship, right? Is that they want to have clarity in their message statement. I want people to know what I do and how I do it. That's fucking good and well. We want clarity, blah, 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 right? We want clarity, what we do and how we do it, so we can attract people that agree with that. But really, at the core, most people don't know why they do what they do. They have no fucking clue. They're just doing it because someone else fucking told them to do it. They're doing it because their dad did it. They're doing it because, I don't know, society fucking had a gun to their head and made them fucking do it. Whatever the fucking situation is, right? You got the good job. You went to college. You have a 401k. Congratulations. You made it, right? You're doing what you're supposed to do. You don't know why. You're doing it because someone else told you to do it. It's not even your dream. It's not even your purpose. If you don't know why, if you don't feel it in that unicorn bone, the knowing of why you're doing what you're doing, you're going to struggle, right? You're going to struggle with that. And it doesn't mean you're going to struggle forever. You're going to find it. It's there. I promise you. It is there. It is motherfucking there for all of us. If you allow yourself to look, if you allow yourself to feel the walls of that box and ask yourself that very difficult question, what the fuck am I scared of? What am I scared of outside of this box? When you start challenging the way you think and feel so that you can see other opportunities and flip over other motherfucking rocks, that's when the progress comes in. So if you want to figure out what you're meant to sell, figure out who the fuck you are and why you are the way that you are. I know why I tell the truth. I know why. I feel it deep inside of me, this thing that, like, it's my job. Like, it's my purpose. It's my cross to bear, right? That kind of feeling of this is when I feel the most free, is when I'm unleashing that true self context, because I know something that other people don't know. I know this thing about, and you know, you might think I'm fucking nuts, and that's all right. Fucking get on board. There's plenty of people that think I'm fucking crazy. I will laugh my crazy ass all the way to the fucking bank. Okay. That this piece of collective knowledge, I know something in this. And it's not something that I know. It's something that we all know. We all intrinsically know things at our core soul level. And you can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. You can name it divinity. You can strap it up with whatever, whatever religious text makes you feel comfortable. It doesn't really fucking matter. At the end of the day, it's the feeling of being, just being and knowing things that everybody knows, right? That we all have access to this collective knowledge. So I know that when I'm speaking the truth, I'm not speaking my truth. I'm speaking our truth, all of us. And that resonates at a different fucking frequency. People feel it when I'm speaking from that collective knowledge pattern. People motherfucking feel it. And then they go out and repeat it. They repeat the thing that I said. And likely I'm repeating it from somebody else. I just don't know who, because I didn't really hear it. I felt it. And I know it sounds fucking crazy. I get it. I get it. You're like, too far, Nicole. No, I get it. I understand. There's a tipping point. But that's how your zone of genius will feel too. Your zone of genius will feel like something that only you understand. Because the truth is, it's just there's one person that's amazingly best at one thing. Every single one of us has that inside of us, that we are the best at one thing. Think about that. For all of the billions of people on the fucking planet, everybody has something that they are the best at. What is that thing for you? Right? What is that thing for you? And allowing yourself to believe it, to see it, to know it, to fucking go full crazy into it and lean into that context, that is the challenge, which of course is the motherfucking opportunity, right? I know all of the ethereal stuff, it's too much sometimes, and we tie it all down to strategy to make ourselves feel better. But really, if you want to simplify this down and make it easy so you have a nice, good jumping point so that you can build an online course, so that you can better serve other people, so that you can make the money that you want to make and meet those goals and go to whatever country you want to go to for fucking vacation and buy whatever makes you happy. If you want those results, right, it comes from serving other people. And the best way to serve other people is through your zone of genius. So what is that thing that is so easy for you that feels just natural? It feels like it just comes to you. Like you don't have to fucking work for it. It's just there. You snap your fingers and it's just there. What is that thing that you're completely motherfucking taking for granted right now that you don't realize is special? Make a list of 10 things that you feel like that about that are just easy for you. Maybe you just woke up one day and you were good at basketball for no fucking reason. What is that really about, right? And then go ask other people if they're good at it, right? Go ask other people if they're good at it. When I ask other people if they're good at telling the truth, they tell me yes. You want to know why? Because they're lying. In knowing the frequency of the truth that comes out of my mouth, I know the frequency of the truth that comes out of your mouth too. I can feel those lies. I can feel them deep, deep inside of me. And so people are like, yeah, I'm so good at telling the truth. Like, okay. Thank you for proving my point. I appreciate that very much. It allows me to see that my gift is special, right? It's something that's different from everybody else. And when you see that, we put this in marketing terms. We call this competitive edge, right? We call it competitive edge. What do you do better than everybody else? What does your company stand for that's different than everybody else? How do you create that edge that's razor sharp? You've heard that before, right? All that jargon. But it's true. It's true. It's all rooted in that truth that there is something that you are better at than other people. What is that thing? And I know you have that thing. I want you to touch your nose right now. You're like, but Nicole, I don't know what it is. Touch your nose. Yes, you do. You do know what it is. You're just not allowing yourself to see it. You're not allowing yourself to feel it. You want to know why? Because you're scared of what's outside the box. So instead of sitting here banging your head against the wall, trying to figure out what to sell, I want you to go figure out what's outside the box. What's outside of the box? What's that big, scary what if that you're like, if I open this box, this is what's going to happen. Address that what if. Soothe it. Shift it. Fucking put that shit to bed so you can open the box and see what everybody else already sees about you. That's a cheat code too. You can ask other people what you're good at. You know, ask other people what you're good at. You know how I know I'm good at telling the truth? Because for my whole life, all these motherfuckers would say to me is, tell us how you really feel, Nicole. Fuck off. For all of you fucks that have ever said that to me, I want to just tell you right now, fuck you. Fuck you. But also, thank you, right? Thank you. Because you guys are the proof in the pudding. You fucking haters that are like, tell us how you really feel, Nicole. Like, calm down. You motherfuckers, you're the one that showed me. You're the one that showed me what I'm really good at. And that's saying the fucking truth. Because the truth is, people don't want to fucking hear it. People don't want to fucking hear it. But in this corner of the world, over here in motherfucking unicorn land, where there are no pants, everyone's telling the truth, whether you fucking like it or not, because we can see everything that you got going on down there. You have to tell the truth when you don't have any pants on, because you don't have a fucking leg to stand on. Or maybe you do. All right, guys, you know the fucking drill. Take action, because action takers motherfucking get results. And real unicorns, we don't wear fucking pants. because we're in our zone of genius doing what we do best.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com, hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.